Good morning, Captain.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, give us the latest information on the two Lansing bank robberies that occurred on Tuesday.
Well, both investigations are still fairly open. We're closing in on a couple possible IDs, but still a lot of work to be done. We're working collaboratively with the FBI and getting both of these subjects identified and apprehended and brought to justice.
Okay, one occurred at the Portland Federal Credit Union on North Grand River, the other one at the PNC Bank on East Michigan. If folks have any information about that, how can they contact you?
Well, they can contact us directly at 483-4663, 483-4663, or if they know the whereabouts of either one of the suspects firsthand, call 911.
And there are pictures posted on the website, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, both subjects. We got a great picture from the PNC Bank here on East Michigan. In fact, I'm out there right now, so we've got a great picture of the suspect. So I encourage people to take a look at it and see if they recognize it, the person.
And I see that you have a photo of the other bank robbery suspect too. So what are you trying to do? Match those up in the database and see if these folks have previous records?
Yeah, absolutely. And working with area agencies, the subject on at the Portland Federal Credit Union, he might be responsible, could be responsible for other similar robberies up in Clinton County and elsewhere, Gratiot County. So we're interested in pursuing those possible leads as well.
All right, Captain Hall, I wanted to get your take on training when it comes to pursuit. As I'm sure you're well aware of, there was a police chase that ended with the death of a motorcyclist. It is not the fault of law enforcement that this 20-year-old Lansing Community College student was killed as he ran into the back of a police cruiser. But what's involved with training your officers when dealing with the pursuit of someone?
Well, obviously, here in the city of Lansing, not knowing the facts of the case that you're discussing, the Lansing Police Department was not involved in that particular pursuit. But we have fairly tight guidelines, procedures, policies, rules that dictate exactly how pursuits will be initiated, how and when and where we'll pursue, and there's a whole shopping list of criteria that have to be met before we'll engage in an actual pursuit of a subject. Obviously, at the end of the day, the suspect will determines the outcome of those types of incidences. We hope that people would make the good choice and avoid running from the police, do the right thing, pull over, but not everyone makes the right choice.
All right. And, Captain, before we let you go, just on a personal note, tell me what you thought about the process of the budgets and the cuts that have been made with the in regards to the city of Lansing, especially as how it relates to the police. How's morale and how's everyone taking that?
Well, you can only imagine what morale looks like in a department that's facing some 50 or so layoffs. Our spirits are low. It's certainly disheartening to see to be where we're at in this process. At the same time, having said that, I also say that I'm optimistic that the policymakers, the bureaucrats, and politicians, knowing that they're well-intended, will do the right things at the end of the day. I'm not just concerned about my officers that are losing their jobs. I'm equally concerned about the citizens that depend on the safety that those officers provide. I mean, the domestic violence, armed robberies, the felonious assaults, and I could go on and on about victims, potential victims that depend on those rollers coming up, not to mention the countless guns and drugs that we take off the streets daily just because of the proactive policing that takes place out there. And if we go too small, that's going to be jeopardized. So I'm concerned that these cuts are allowed to be implemented, the only two things going up in Lansing will be for cell signs in people's front yards and bars on windows. So I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic that that the politicians and bureaucrats will do the right thing, and that the union it will find concessions. So,
Captain Ray Halls with the Lansing Police Department. Captain Hall, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.